Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Last Monday, in shock, we watched the landmark Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris burn. Flames nearly destroyed the 850-year-old cathedral. Notre Dame is not only a place of Catholic worship. Notre Dame is French for Our Lady, Mary. Notre Dame is also a symbol of the proud heritage of the French. Over $1 billion has been pledged to restore it. French corporations such as L'Oréal, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Christian Dior are at the top of the list. Ladies, please help by making more purchases. Gentlemen, Mother's Day is coming up. Holy Week always signals devastation. Holy Week is always a sad story. The original Holy Week in Jerusalem seemed like the sad end. Imagine the terror gripping the helpless disciples. Our Lord's followers saw their hopes destroyed as he was put to death. Not only their spiritual hopes, their dreams for the Jewish nation, their culture, all ruined that first Holy Week. Now this week, people in Paris, people watching all over the world, also stood helpless. A heroic priest rescued the most blessed sacrament from the tabernacle. The crown of thorns, plus other priceless religious articles, were kept from damage. No lives were lost, including thousands of bees from a hive up in the rafters. People fell to their knees in tears at the destruction of their national treasure. The rooster, an unofficial symbol of France, crashed down from the middle of the roof. Notre Dame is a centerpiece of French history, religion, art, and culture. A statement from the Metropolitan Museum of Art said, "Notre Dame Cathedral is the very soul of Paris, but so much more." Destruction, much the same as that first Holy Week, a spiritual but also a national treasure ruined by fire. You know, Notre Dame in ruins is symbolic. A church, the house of God, ravaged by fire, an 850-year-old sanctuary now in mostly ruins. The charred building of Notre Dame can represent our universal church today. We are a church seriously damaged by sin. Trust has gone up in smoke. Even beyond our own faith, Notre Dame Cathedral is a stark reminder of what is happening to religion in general. This week, an editorial in USA Today called that damaged cathedral a stark illustration of the blackened, empty hole at the heart of secular Europe. Most Europeans do not practice any religion. America's not much better. Violent hate crimes attack Christianity all over the world. Catholic churches were firebombed this very morning in Sri Lanka. 200 people are dead. This week, a man was arrested, apparently attempting to firebomb the cathedral in Newark and St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. The world hates God, or at best, ignores God. One American cardinal said, "The Notre Dame fire is a sobering reflection upon the destructiveness of man's rebellion against the beauty, truth, and goodness with which God created us and our world." An empty shell of a cathedral in Paris represents the empty shell that our world can become. Yet the story is not over. Holy Week did not end on the cross. Holy Week culminated in the resurrection of Christ. In the past few years, two movies have come out entitled "The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel." The proprietor of the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel is an energetic, optimistic young Indian man named Sonny. And in the course of the movies, just about anything that can go wrong does go wrong. But optimistic Sonny always says, in the end, everything will be okay. So if everything is not okay, then it is not the end. The disciples of our Lord came back. His church spread throughout the world. People will rebuild Notre Dame. Even the fallen rooster can be repaired. It will take time. It will come at great cost. This Easter, we find ourselves in a church, in a world, a culture damaged by the fires of hell. With hope, we still have faith in our church, in our country, our way of life, and the innate goodness of people. In the end, everything will be okay. Everything is not okay. That means it is not the end. Christ triumphed, so can we. Holy Week always commemorates a depressing story. Christ put to death on a cross, And then in addition, this Holy Week, we have the horrible fire at Notre Dame in Paris. Not only does that ruined building stand for the faith and culture of France, it also calls to mind the destruction done to our church, to our faith, to our confused culture throughout the world. Easter Sunday says it can all get better. Christ triumphed over sin and death. Notre Dame in Paris, it will be rebuilt, in part thanks to your purchase from L'Oreal, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, and Christian Dior. And our church and our world, our culture, can be rebuilt if we are willing to pay the price. Unshakable faith in the risen Christ. Happy Easter.
Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life.